Letter number 1650 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is dated Yutes Sivan, the 19th of Sivan, Tovshin Yud Beis. And this is addressed to the Hanhola of Tzir Agudas Chabad in the Holy Land, Hashem Alei Yichil. So the Rebbe starts Sholim Uvrocha. So first the Rebbe says, I am confirming their letter from before Shavuos with the report from their meeting on the 12th of Iyar. And the Rebbe says, a little surprising that the report has been delayed so long. And I'm very delighted, I was very happy in what they write about their good activities on Lag BaOmer. And however, the Rebbe says, it's a shame, as they wrote, that as they return, they did not have the possibility, they didn't have such a possibility to stop in the places that they passed through there. And the Rebbe reminds them, he says, it's known the tradition of the Hasidim in the days of the Mittler Rebbe, as my father-in-law related, the Rebbe related that he instructed them that they need to stop in all places that they are returning to their home from Lubavitch. They would go from Lubavitch back home, and they need to recite over there Chassidus. So basically, the Rebbe says, it's a shame that on your way back, you didn't have the opportunity to stop by in all these places that you passed and to inspire them over there. Number four, the Rebbe says that for sure, this coming days will come to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe names him Sholem Sheyichya Chaskin, and he is going to be one of the young Agudas Chabad in here from New York by the Rebbe, and he's also my agent to give regards, and especially to the youth, and to go through the various different camps and the Mabris. Those are the transition places from the immigrants they came to. And they'll go in those places that they've actually plowed and sowed, meaning they were involved, or they hadn't yet plowed and sowed, they hadn't yet done activities there, and that it needs to be done now. I'm very hopeful that you will organize this in a very, very fitting way. And for sure, this will be just like all other aspects of the work, of the aspects of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with tremendous success. And then the Rebbe says in 5, I am in pain of the fact that in your list, I don't find this young man. So there was somebody missing that the Rebbe expected him to be involved in the activities of the Tzir Agudas Chabad, and the Rebbe says, I don't see his name over there. I don't understand, the Rebbe says, the reason. Look how intimately the Rebbe got involved. He read through the exactly list of people, and if he sees somebody's name missing there, the Rebbe is saying, I don't understand the reason. Why is he not there? And the Rebbe says, I'm sure that you don't have to bring a proof to him from our sages of blessed memory that when you throw a stick up into the air, it lands on the place it grows from. Basically, maybe talking about, maybe he's a little bit distant himself in the meantime from Chabad, but the Rebbe says you don't have to even tell him that, because also this, it says, I think it's a Zeh over here instead of Tev, because this also, that is something which is lands. In other words, this is obvious to him. But what does he need to, you need to explain him what the Alter Rebbe promises in the Torah in the beginning. Alter Rebbe promises over there, some people are reluctant to spend time teaching other people or going to a lower level, like if they are able to study on a deeper and a more higher level. So they're reluctant to go and teach, you know, somebody, you know, somebody on a smaller level. So the Alter Rebbe promises in Torah Oir that one who does charity, which means charity in this context means you're teaching somebody, so then your own mind and heart become 1,000 times clearer and purified. In other words, your understanding of what you're learning will increase if you help out another person. The Rebbe says, quoting now from an interesting Eliyahu Rabbah, chapter 13, he quotes the verse there. He talks about Aaron, the high priest. He says he would tie a string of metal on his hips. Why did he tie a string of metal? Doesn't say here. I'm going to guess because he did a lot of walking and he would get in a lot of pain. So he girded himself with a string, with a rope, with a tie on his hip, and he would go around over all doors of Israel. Anybody who did not know how to read the Shema, and also one who did not know how to daven, he would teach him how to read the Shema and how to daven. And also one who did not know how to go into Torah itself, to the body of Torah, he would teach him. This is not only for Aaron, but every Talmud Chacham, every scholar who teaches Torah amongst Israel for the sake of the heaven, so Hashem has compassion on him, gives him wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and the intellect, and he gives him a portion with the tzaddikim, Avram, Yitzchok, v'Yaakov. And so this is profound words. As the Rebbe says, don't worry about your time and that it's not spent properly. Look what the Medrash says, what Aaron did, and look what he says everybody should do. Further, the Rebbe says, well, maybe you're going to think that Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Avram, maybe they weren't such scholars or something, maybe. So he says, look in the Gemara in Erevin, Nun Dalet Amud Beis and Yom Chavim Beis, that Aaron, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, they were heads of yeshiva. And very simply, they were great lumbin, they were great scholars. And yet, they took the time out. So I guess the Rebbe is saying, maybe this young man that is not in the list over there, maybe he doesn't want to waste his time on doing activities together with the activist. He's busy studying Torah, and the Rebbe says, no, that's not the proper approach. The Rebbe says, I look forward for good news, and I bless you for tremendous success in your holy work. I also received 2 copies from that which you have published. Thank you. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that my notes in the letter for Pesach have been missing, and they weren't printed with it. Again,